Blog Talk Radio.
It fell off the roof of my car.
It fell out of my backpack.
Oh, it fell off my grocery cart.
I tossed it to a really clumsy friend.
I tripped while chugging.
My 2-year-old had a temper tantrum.
It bounced down 2 flights of stairs.
No matter how you broke your smartphone, there's only one smart way to fix it. Batteries plus bulbs.
I dropped it on the floor, and he stepped on it.
Schedule your repair at batteriesplus.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Yes, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. That is what Jesus said. And he's drawing all men. Come on, come on, come on. The next voice you hear will be the voice of the woman on Divine Assignment, and that will be Pastor Patricia Bennett. Glory United Ministries welcomes you once again.
Amen, amen, and amen again. How to reach? That's a question. How to reach the message? How to reach you? How to reach me? Men of every verb for an answer. Jesus, he did give the keys. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. But we are the ones responsible, or we have a hand in helping Jesus, because we have a job to do as well. We have to lift up the Savior for men to see. Are we lifting him up in the way we walk? Are we lifting him up in the way we talk? Are we lifting up the Savior? Are we witnessing to people that we see here, there, and yonder? Or are they able to tell that you're a Christian by your conversation? Dr. Scott brought the message on Friday night, your light must be on. Because in order to be a city sitting on a hill that men and women can see the light of Jesus in you, because that's the light, you know. But that's not the sunshine, and that's not the electric going on, and not even solar, but the light that the men and women see in you should be the light of Jesus Christ, and that light only comes from the Lord. It only, you cannot get this light any other way but except through Jesus Christ and repenting. He talked about repenting. We have to repent of our sins and accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be born again of the Spirit of God. If you have not been born that way, then you don't have a shining light. Let me put it that way. Maybe the light is there, but you need the Holy Spirit to clean your lamp, to shine up the light. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yes, maybe I am, but my light is there, but it isn't shining for men and women to see and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Yes. I have the light. I was born with the light. But I have to have Jesus. Oh, my God. You've got to have Jesus in order to activate the light. My God, today. I remember back in the day when we were wearing Jerry curls. And my Aunt April used to do my curls for me. And you had the curls, but something was missing. The curls were there because she used the rods to do your hair. So the curls came in through the rod. Yes, she put the solution to straighten the hair, but it was the rods that she used that determined the size of your curls. And yes, the curls were there, and she rotted your hair, and she let you sit for a few moments. Sometimes she put you under the dryer to really hurry up and get the curl to form, and then she'd take and wash your hair real good with the rod still in there. And once she took those rods out, your curl was set. But there was still another process. This is not my message today, Dr. Scott, but this is the way that I'm going. Oh, my God, today I feel Jesus in this place. How about you? Are you feeling Jesus on today? You should, if you have been born again. There is no way in this earth that you can have Jesus on. I'm not talking about a mouth Jesus. One that you talk about with your mouth. But he said that. Oh, look at them. Yeah. They worship me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. They're not about me. They're not about my Father's business. They are just using my name in vain. They're trying to make you think that they all that with me, but they're none of mine. Why? Because the light that in them is not shining. So getting back to the activation of the hair, the curls, to make it do what it should do and last for the length of time it's supposed to last, my auntie then, after taking out the rod, the last step was putting on the activator. My God, when she put the activator on, it made a complete difference. The curl was so enhanced, it was so pretty, and it could last and last and last. You could wash your hair. You got up in the morning, and what do you have to do? The curl was still there, but you needed that activator. It was so bad in this neighborhood, everybody was getting a curl until some of them would knock on your door. and said, look, do you have any activator? I've ran out of activator. It reminds me of the wise and the foolish, where the foolish went knocking upon the door of the wise and said, give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out. And their lamps were burning, but it was a dim light. And they knew they didn't have enough light and enough oil in their lamp to make it through the night. So they went a knocking upon the door of the wise. And I recall people coming knocking on my door saying, listen, do you have any activator? Can I borrow some activator until I can get to the store? Because my car ain't right without the activator. Well, that's the way we are on this earth. If we don't have Jesus in our life, your call is not right. Your life is not right with him. You have got on, yes, the light is there, but the light is not shining because Jesus Christ, the activator, is missing from the light. Oh, my God, today I feel Jesus in this place. Woo! I thank God. I never thank God for Dr. Scott, and I never thank God for the listeners in Radio Land, but so much for that. It's about Jesus. The writer said, lift up the Savior for men to see. Said, if I, hey, God, I love you, be lifted from the earth. You don't have to worry about your son. You don't have to worry about your daughter. You don't have to worry about your next door neighbor. Just lift up the name of Jesus, and he will do the drawing. You got a son that's out of control? Give him to Jesus. You got a daughter that's doing her own thing? Give her to Jesus. You got a husband doing what he wants to do? Give him to Jesus. Husband, you got a wife that's off the chain? Give her to Jesus. Lift him up. He will do what he needs to do. Woo! I'm excited, Dr. Scott. This is the day. Oh, my God, I love Jesus. That the Lord have made, and I am rejoicing. And I'm glad in it. Aren't you glad that you met this Jesus a long time ago? Aren't you glad that you didn't have to be thrown down by the light that shines? See, the difference in the light of Christ. Oh, God, I'm trying to get to Romans. I was going to speak on Romans. I really did want to speak on Romans. But let me just work with right where God is. See, that's one of the problems that I have. I can't get to what I wanted to do until I get finished with what God wants to do, because I'm a yielded vessel. Maybe that's why God don't allow me to print stuff off, because I ain't going to stay there, because that's not where he wants to go. We cannot say where he leads me, I will follow, and then we have our own agenda. The devil is a liar. Oh, Lord have mercy. For I belong to him. I bought with a price, and where he sends me, I must go. God, I love you today. But again, this is the day that the Lord have made, and I will, and I'm already rejoicing, and I am indeed glad in it. God bless you, Dr. Scott, and again to all of the Block Talk listeners. You may not be listening this morning on this first day of November of 2018, but somewhere along the way in the archives, after we're done here today, the program will go into the archives, and you just might get to the point that you got to pull this one up. Telling you to lift them up. Telling you to let the light shine. See, on the Damascus Road, I know I'm all over the place, but that's just where I'm being led. On the Damascus Road, Sister Mary, on the Damascus Road, Brother James, on the, God, I bless your name. On the Damascus Road, there was a light. Oh, my God. There was a light on the Damascus Road. And my Bible tells me that the light was so bright till it blinded the man temporarily. The light of Christ is so bright. You ought not have a dim light if you are walking in the light of Christ. Your light should not be dim. Have you traveled on a dark road at night? And because you can be on a dark road and it don't have to be night. But so that's why I made the difference of you dark road at night. Because you can be on a dark road in the daylight even if your lamp is out. If your light is out and it's not shining like it's supposed to be shining, you are in darkness. You are on a dark road, beloved. You are not walking in the light. Neither is your light giving off light to somebody else that's in darkness that needs the light. Oh, God, I feel you. Hey, yes, I do. Just coming out of 6 years of Blog Talk Radio, preaching to those that's listening now and those that's listening later. I'm in the light, trying my best to give light unto men and women and boys and girls, whoever's listening. I heard my bishop say once, Bishop L.T. Blackshear, he said he would work with the devil if he get saved. If the devil could get saved, God would give him a light. But because it's impossible, that's the only thing that's impossible, because God got rid of the devil, because he was once a light, but when he thought that he was greater than God, he had to go. And when you get your light and you think that you're greater than God because you have a light and have the ability to tell somebody about the light, you need to be humble. Because you'll never be equal to God. I don't care who you are, where you come from, who your teacher was, what college you went to, theological college. We call them not seminary school, but we call them cemetery school. Because some of you come out deader than it was when you went in there because they destroyed what little hope that you had. They put your light out. But you gotta come back. To the filling station. Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. So why is it that you think that you can go to church Sunday after Sunday, Monday after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and back on Sunday, and yet you don't have the Holy Spirit to seal what God has given you? Yes, it will give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are working on your own power. And it looks like you know what you're doing because the devil is there helping to make that happen. Know the Spirit. Try the Spirit, the Bible said. See if it be of God. Why would he say that? Because there are other spirits with an S out there. There is the Holy Spirit, no S. But there are spirits with an S. Those are of Satan. He has, and this don't sound right, but he has a light of darkness. He puts you in darkness and make you think that you have the right light. He'll tell you that you're doing all right. And you don't need the Lord in your life, and you can do it by yourself, and you don't have to bless the Lord. You don't have to raise your hands and tell the Lord thank you. You don't have to. See, that's the kind of light that he comes with, a light of doubt, a light of darkness. God just gave me a miracle in my family. For the last 2 months, we've been dealing with a situation that we didn't know the outcome. Some didn't know, but God let me know that it was already all right. But he had to show someone else in the family that it's already all right. We got good news It's highly curable, the doctor said. Highly curable. Good news. But because my light connected with Christ, and I went to him and I said, Lord, what have we here? And he spoke to me and said, it's already. Oh, he said, it's already all right. But we're just going to go through this little light affliction so that I can brighten the light, so that I can brighten the light that shines on the inside of him and even on the inside of you, because I need to shame some more family members because they have a form of me, but they're not totally surrendered their life unto me. So I allow to touch the one that they love, everybody in this family on the Benjamin side and the Jackson side, love this one person because he has a spirit of greatness. So if I touch him, I can touch them, that they will cry out to me, Lord, what must I do to get it right? Oh, I love Jesus on today. Aren't you glad that Jesus loves you? But the light shone so bright until it blinded Saul on the Damascus road. Is the Lord going to have to blind you in order for your light to shine? Will he have to blind you? Just temporarily. That's all it was. Is he going to have to blind you? Is God going to have to allow the thorn in your flesh? You know, my pastor, Pastor Marinette Watkins, she said to me one day when she was praying, and she said she was praying for my condition. And she said, Lord, you told me anyone in Lifting Up Holy Hand ministry would never be homeless, would never be hungry, and they wouldn't have an illness that plagued them that would go on and on and on. And she said, Lord, you have sent Pat into Lifting Up Holy Hands, and she's under the sound of my voice. She is a sheep in the pasture that you have placed her in, oh, under me. And she said, God, I've been praying for you to heal her. And she said, Lord, I know you hear me when I pray, because I prayed these prayers before and you heal them. God, I prayed for housing and you gave housing. Lord, I prayed for jobs for the people and you gave them jobs. I even prayed for them to have finances that really shouldn't, they should not have gotten, but money just came from nowhere. God, you did. She was reminding God of all of what he had promised her. I don't even know if she remembers it, but you know what? She was telling me. And so I remember it because it was about me. And she said, God, I'm bringing it to your remembrance, what you promised me for this ministry. She said, now Pat is here. She's faithful. And she's in a lot of pain. There are some days that they have to, the men on a mission, because I'm a tall woman I don't wear a size 6, okay? And so the men on a mission, and they were not fresh men. These were really men filled with the Holy Spirit. And they would have to help me back into my house when I got home. They would have to help me sometimes when I drove up on the parking lot. The men on the mission, someone would look out for Dad's evangelist, Pat, and they said, she's sitting in the car. So somebody, the women, of course, would come out, but the men on the mission sometime had to allow me to put my pressure upon their strength and come into the sanctuary. And there were times when I would be sitting there because I had rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know who this is going to bless, but hold on to the blessing. And I couldn't even clap my hands. That's how much pain I would be in. That I could not clap my hands. Don't you let anybody stop you from praising God. You hear me? Because I could not clap my hands, Dr. Scott. Something as small as clapping the hands. I was in so much pain. And she would say, Pat, get up and praise God. And I was in so much pain that when I tried to get up, Evangelist Black, she's tall and built like me, Evangelist Black was right next to me in pulpit, and she would say, come on, darling. Ah, thank you, Jesus. She said, I got you. She was ex-military, so she could handle me, little old me, but they couldn't touch me any kind of way because I hurt. And I would get up, and I would be in so much pain, I would say, God, can't you see? Can you let me sit down, please? And I would sit back down. And she'd come at Pat, get up and praise God. I'm saying, I can't. I'm in too much pain. But see, she knew what to do for me. She knew where my strength lied. You know, the boy in the Bible, should I tell you his name or are you going to Google him? Who had the hair and his strength lied in his hair. Now you know who I'm talking about? Okay, good. I got Bible scholars listening. And don't you know, she knew where my strength lied, although my hope and help is in Jesus. But she would take the microphone and say, here, Pat, here's the mic. My God, today, when she gave me the microphone, every pain that was racking my body had to go because I didn't have time to focus on my pain. See, that was one of the big problems, was I wouldn't release the pain. I focused on the pain. I stayed on, oh, I'm hurting so bad. I'm hurting so bad. I can't praise God. I can't clap my hands. But she said, sing that. And I began to sing and bless God. Before you know it, I was up. I began to walk the floor and bless his holy name. I began to sing like I was going crazy. Every pain left my body. Folks got blessed. Folks got healed. I had the microphone in my hand. It was like the rod and the staff. Ah, they clothed me. Oh, bless his name. Woo! I feel Jesus. We're talking about the light, y'all. We're talking about the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And his light is strong enough to save us. His light is strong enough to save family members. His light is strong enough to bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. David said, he brought me out of a horrible place. But it was with the light. Ooh, I feel Jesus. Ooh, let me calm myself because I'm out here. I'm out here pretty far. Hey. Ooh, it's something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. Hey, there's something about the name Jesus. You got to grab him in your good times. You got to grab him in the bad times. You got to grab the name of Jesus. Ooh, let your light shine. But does he have to blind you for you to turn from your wicked ways? So the story goes with Pastor Marinette Watkins. She said, Pat? I said, yes, Pastor. She said, I was praying for you. I said, thank you, Pastor. She said, I'm going to tell you of the promise, and I've told you all the story already, what she said, that God promised her. She said, but Pat, I fasted because I wasn't getting any results. It seemed as if you were getting sicker. And it was getting harder for you to get to the services. It was so bad one morning, I could not even start my car. That's how bad the enemy had attacked my hands. Oh, bless his name. I couldn't even start my car. You hear me making noise? I'm looking for my hands. I hid my hands so that I don't know where I put my hands, Pastor. But anyhow, I'll find them after it's over with. I hid my hands so that my mom wouldn't get a hold of them and break my hands. Here they go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just had to clap my hands. That's a hand that my Apostle Cheryl Ann Wade gave me in July in a service that she had. Suit, S-U-I-T. I forgot what that stands for. But anyhow, she gave me a hand clapper. Ooh, and I'm clapping my hands. But anyhow, she told me, she said, Pat, I reminded God of his promise for lifting up Holy Hands Ministry. She said, Pat, God heard me. And I said, okay, Pastor. She said, but he told me that if I heal her completely, she'll backslide. So I'm leaving the thorn in her flesh so that she won't backslide. She said, Pat, God's got need of you, whether you know it or not. Because there's others that's got to be saved, but they won't be saved until they come through you because God have assigned them to you. She said, there's millions, and you've got to, you've heard this before, that there are millions of people that must be saved before Jesus comes back here, but they're not going to get saved until you start preaching this gospel. And I said, oh, God, she's telling the truth. She said, so this thorn that's in your flesh, you're going to have to preach with God's grace. Because if you don't preach with God's grace, you're not going to make it. God don't want the devil to have you. God's not going to let the devil destroy you. But you're going to have to praise him with your thorn. My God, today. So I stayed in the ministry, hoping for the healing. And I'm yet operating with God's grace. I think that's what I titled, those of you that looked at the flyer. I titled this 6th anniversary service for Glory United Ministries and Pastor Patricia Benjamin. We didn't start out with the name Glory United Ministries. The Lord let me know that early this morning when I woke up. He said, the name came from Dr. Scott. A portion of the name came from Dr. Scott when he told you that the Lord gave him the name Glory Universal Ministries. And God said, but that did not rest well in your spirit. He said, and I recall you getting on the bus, do you? And I just came back from Switzerland. When I got back to New York City, I wanted to come back out here on the island as opposed to traveling from New York City from the airport going to Rhode Island to finish out the rest of the vacation. I felt an urgency to come back here to the island. So I said, John, if you don't mind, I want to go home. He says, Pat, I will get you on the jitney, on the next bus out. I said, thank you, John. So they sat. We had a couple of hours before the next bus, I believe. So we had lunch, and then we sat waiting for the bus to pull up. John put me on the bus with my luggage and says, Pat, I'll call you when we come out on the island. I said, okay, I love you. And I came home. But it was on the bus. See, God works in mysterious ways, not the way that you want him to work or how you think he's going to work. And he said to me, the name Glory Universal Ministries, that did not resonate with you because you're going to have to change it. And I said, okay, God, I'm smiling on the bus. And he said, what is it that you wanted to hear? Because whatever you wanted to hear, that's what you will tell him, and that's what it will be. I said, well, Lord, I don't want Glory Universal Ministries. I don't like Glory Universal. He said, what is it that you want? I said, Glory United Ministries, because I'm united with you and we are one. He said, tell him there will not be any problem with that once you tell him what you want. And that's how the name Glory United Ministries came about. And we just celebrated. We started on the 28th day of October. That was the first. When I started 6 years ago, that was the exact date. The 28th of October was the fourth Sunday. And when I saw the calendar, I said, this is where we're going to start. And we never went into November, but this time God had us to go into the month of November to end it. We did, I believe, six nights for 6 years. I had four nights for 6 years. God added the fifth night, and then he added the sixth night. Now, here we are on the first Sunday. We're on here on the first Sunday of every month and the fourth Sunday of every month. And I tell you, God met us all week long. I've gotten my composure. I clapped my hands. Oh, bless his name. I hope that whoever's listening was able to follow the story, because I'm all over the place. But you don't want God to shine a light so bright on you that you can't see. But you do want the Lord to let your light shine so that men can see your Father and glorify him, your Father which is in heaven. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice. I still feel the presence of the Lord and be glad in it. Some of us are ill because we won't say yes to the Lord. But the Lord told her that he had allowed this thorn so that I wouldn't backslide. That's just how much he needs me in the kingdom. There are souls out there that I have got to reach. And he allowed me to be on Blog Talk Radio through Dr. Gregory Scott, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, not Gravy, Gregory Scott. And believe it or not, I'm sure I've reached the million mark. But I don't know how many have listened and surrendered their life unto the Lord. I've not gotten calls back saying that I listened to the broadcast and I got saved. I repented and came unto the Lord. But I believe the calls will come in time. I have gotten calls back saying that they enjoyed the program. And it wasn't local or my family that was listening. It was people overseas and over in Jamaica, Bahamas, and over in Australia and places of that nature. That's where they did respond and say how much they enjoyed the service. And I'm grateful to God because I have souls to touch. I have souls to minister to. A charge when I became a pastor 4 years ago, a charge I have to keep, and a God to glorify. That's why I want to do it the right way. The song came to me this morning as I was protruding into the hallway. I heard Sister Rosie Johnson Jake singing, "Do the right thing, make the right choice. Obey the golden rule and follow the right choice. Do the right thing." So I would say unto you today, the little light that you have already on the inside of you, if you haven't activated your light through the blood of Jesus Christ and become born again, and then you just can't be born again, you've got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the sign of the Holy Spirit was he will give you tongue as a sign of the Holy Spirit. So you've got to get the whole package. You just can't say, "I'm saved." You just can't be in the kingdom of God without the whole armor. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God. I told Dr. Scott once, you can't put people in the kingdom polluted. There has got to be a change, because God is not going to allow you to pollute the kingdom. If you cannot go to heaven polluted, then you're not in the kingdom. Yeah, the kingdom suffered violence, and the violence, we got to take it by force. We cannot be playing with people's souls. Their lives are at stake. And so we need to tell them the truth that you must be born again, and born of the Spirit. Come through the blood and through the water, the baptism of the water and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a package deal. You got to come. My auntie had went through all the steps. She parted the hair and she put the relaxer in, and then she rotted the hair, and then she washed all of the chemicals out, took the rods out, but the hair was not completed. The curl was not completed, Devita. So you have a light on today. But do you have the activator to secure your light? Remember, Jesus is the light. We used to sing that when I was a child. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world, ever shining in my soul. Yes, there have been times that I have put a lampshade over my light. The light was there, but it wasn't shining bright like it should have been shining. So I had to do, as Dr. Scott said on Friday night, you got to repent. And Jesus told Nicodemus, hey, you got to repent. You must be born again. He told Nick, you got to be born again so that your light will be on. And then you will be able to do, as Jesus said in John's gospel, lift me up for men to see, and I'll draw them unto me. Oh, my God, maybe on the fourth Sunday the Lord will allow me to bring my message. I really was going to bring a message out of Romans. Well, at least I thought I was, anyhow. Dr. Scott is so used to me for 6 years going in the direction that the Lord is leading me. I think when I get the sermon out that that's where I'm going. But once that anointing hit me, it's something about when I hear that song, Lift Up the Savior, because that's what I'm on the air for. To lift up Jesus. I'm not here to tell you about your clothes or your nose. I'm not here to tell you about your fingers or your toes. I am here to tell you that in order to get to the kingdom, you must be born again. And then you'll have your light, that even if you're in the supermarket, someone will say, there's something different about you. Or when you walk by, I felt something, and they're not saved, so they're not in the kingdom, so they're not sure, but they know it was something. You know, I got goosebumps when you went past me and said, yeah, that's the anointing. You can give someone, a total stranger, a hug, and they'll say, whoa, I felt something. Yes, that was my anointing. That's what you felt. See, my light was on. Oh, God, my light was on. So they felt the light of God on the inside of me making a difference in their life. That's one of the million that's supposed to be saved. They felt my light. My oil is burning. My lamp is trimmed. I don't have a shade over it making it dark. But the light is on. But let me just do what I usually do, because I don't want anybody to say, well, she never read anything out of the Bible. I don't always do that. But I always close with something from the Bible that I read to you. And now let me just go here to Romans, and I'll finish this another sermon. Let me just go to Romans, and I will tell you what it says, and then I will stop and we will close down the broadcast for today. I tell you the truth in Christ, I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Well, see, there it is again. You can't bear witness in the Holy Spirit when you don't have the Holy Spirit. It is just not enough to go to church. You've got to get the whole, eat the whole loaf. You've got to. This is the only time that you can eat the whole meatloaf and don't gain any calories from it. You got to eat the whole loaf. Lord, I'm starting up again. You got to have the whole loaf of God, which is the Holy Ghost. We've got to teach that. We used to teach that, Dr. Scott, and in my church, the Church of God in Christ, where I am from, we used to sing a song, this is the Church of God in Christ. You cannot join it. You've got to be born in it. In other words, just shaking the preacher's hand was not enough. Just shaking the preacher's hand don't save you. You had to be born through the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That shaking of the preacher's hand doesn't cleanse you. It doesn't wash you of your sins. But we have got to get the blood of Jesus on the inside, and it washes us from the inside out. There's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Woo! Ha! Ah. Yeah. Hey! 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 Mmm! Ha! Ah. Woo! Lord, I thank you. Mmm! Hey! Yes, God, I hear you. Hallelujah! Yes, God, I hear you! Hey! Thank you, Jesus. He said, go back and read verse 1 out of, did I tell you where it was? Romans chapter 9. And I began at verse 1. This is a powerful Roman. Paul ain't no joke. Read this, please, listeners, read this for yourself. I tell you the truth in Christ. I am not lying. See, all that I've said to you today, I just want you to know I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying about the light. I'm not lying about your life. And neither am I lying about Jesus Christ. I tell you the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. At the church and the people of God, say amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's see. Do I have my mic on? Make sure. Yes, it's on. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to thank Pastor Benjamin for once again bringing us a powerful message and reminding us that it's not enough to let Jesus' name come from our mouth. We've got to let Jesus into our heart. We've got to ask God to activate every single aspect of who we are, to fill us with the Holy Ghost, to heal us and to move us forward. Pastor Benjamin, I would like to say you have a few callers today, and there are some who have already hit one, and so I hope you have a moment to give them a word and allow yourself to hear their testimony.
Well, thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Okay, opening up the line for 3087. Your line is open.
Hello, this is Sister Rachel, Dr. Scott. How are you?
Yeah, just fine. Love to hear your voice.
Nice hearing your voice. I just want to give a praise report to a prophet that prayed with me. My mother had a hurricane and lost her house damage. But prophets prayed that God would open the door for my mother. My mother insurance company, they paid, got her foundation fixed for her house. She had to get another car, and I've got her AC fixed about a week or two ago. And I just want to touch and be in prayer this morning regarding my job situation. I'm going to pray for a door to open up for me. I'm in Jesus' name.
Amen. Your phone is not coming through clear, but because I know what you're saying, there's a bit of noise. Whoever's shifting needs to be quiet when people are speaking. Is somebody putting something in a drawer or something? Please be still.
Yeah.
Pastor Miller, you had your line open.
I can hear you, Prophetess.
Okay, that is my sister in the Lord, Sister Ricks, who's in Newport News, Virginia. She follows Glory United Ministries. Not only do she follow Glory United Ministries, I just received money from her on Friday. She mailed us money, Glory United Ministries, and we thank her openly. I've already thanked her, but she does support us from time to time, so she don't feel like it's robbery when she calls, and she loves to call me prophetess. I think she forgot that I'm not just a plain pastor. She just thinks I'm just prophetess all the time. But anyhow, God always give me a word to give her. Concerning, she was testifying about the storm that happened some time back, I believe in August it was, and her mother's foundation cracked on her house. So she called me, and I prayed with her concerning her mom's foundation. See, I'm telling you, if you got the light, your foundation can crack, but it'll still hold together. And the insurance adjuster came out, and they are fixing her mom's house, if they haven't completed it already. Her car got flooded out completely in the storm there in Newport News, Virginia, and she was concerned because her mom's car was old, and she was saying, Prophetess, I need you to pray, because my mama don't have no car, and the foundation broke on the house. And I said, just stop. God got this. Stop fretting, stop worrying, and just tell the Lord thank you. Everything is already all right. Your mom's going to get another car. They're going to fix the house, and she's going to get more money than she should have for what needs to be done. Her air conditioning unit was destroyed, and God has restored everything. Her mom has a car now and the house, and they're talking about relocating because that's a low area and floods happen to come. So even when God relocates, mother won't have to pay for that either. So to God be the glory, Sister Ricks. Keep on praying. As for the job situation, you prayed for the job. Sometimes we ask God for things and we don't realize what we're asking him for. But you're qualified for the job, but you're going to have to walk through this until God releases you. You will be released off the job. Stop, because you are a tither and you love the Lord. Stop asking God to open the door. See, that stuff don't work. He says, I will open up the window. He says, prove me. And because you are a tither, you tell God, open the window, because you told me that if I tithe and prove you, that you would open up the window of heaven and pour out blessings. So you need the Lord to open the window of heaven concerning this job that God just put you on, that you're ready to come off, because it's a little more than what you bargained for. But he's got this. I told you that on the other day. God's got this, and we cannot keep going back to God over and over for the same thing. What if you believe that God heard it and is going to act upon it, leave it alone. Let Jesus fix it for you. Your light is on, sweetheart. God's not going to leave you in the dark. Okay. Bless you.
Thank
love
you.
To mother.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Scott?
Yes, we have a familiar number, and we're honored that he's on the call. 3261. Bishop,
oh,
is it you?
Yes. That's Bishop Davis. Bishop?
Yeah. Yes, is this Bishop?
Bless you, man of God.
What a beautiful, beautiful anointed word. It was so rich. Apostle, I don't know why everybody heard it. Didn't get saved if they wasn't saved. If they was, they should have got a refill. You can never get too much of God. He said in his word, I will pull down a false mountain. I can't speak too well.
It's okay, Bishop. Oh, bless God.
Well, you, Bishop.
Touch him, God. Touch him, God. God strengthened his voice. Last year, this time, Bishop went through a very serious operation in this same month. I believe it was around the 7th of November, where they cut him from the back of his neck all the way down to his spine, I believe. And the enemy is trying to attack him, and he just had surgery a couple of weeks ago concerning his throat. But we know that he has a light on the inside of him. And the light that he has on the inside of him, the light's name is Jesus, Jesus. And we're believing Jesus to already fix this for him. It's just a minor affliction that we're dealing with here. And Bishop, I hear the Lord saying to you that I have not forgotten you, but he does want you to try not to use your voice much. And if there's any way that you're able to drink pineapple juice, he said, get a little pineapple juice. The acid might be a little heavy, but mix a little water in with it. He said the pineapple juice is going to help soothe your vocals. And he said, I'm working miracles for you. I'm preparing the way, because you believe me and your light has never gone out through this whole situation. You are looking unto the author and finisher of your faith. You're looking unto the hills from you're looking unto the hills from whence cometh your help. For you know that your help, even though we're visiting the doctors and we're doing what they say, but we know that the ultimate help comes from the Lord. I love you, Bishop. I love you. God bless you. God strengthen the vocals in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Dr. Scott. Bless
yes.
the both of you.
Yes, bless you,
we
Bishop.
Love you,
yes,
we
sir.
We love you. We're praying all the time.
All
so,
right.
Pastor, we have another caller from 631. Let me open that line. You might know it. 0862. 0062.
Bless God. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 0062. That is my family. That is my cousin. Oh, God. Yes, Tisha. Bless you, cousin Tisha.
Bless you.
Yes. Thank you for being on the call. Did you enjoy the sermon?
Yes, I did.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, yes. I did. It was awesome.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, this is my baby cousin, Dr. Scott. She is the last first cousin that I will ever have because my aunt is 71. There is no more children coming there. So she is the baby of all of the first cousins that I have. She is the baby first cousin, and I love her to life. I love her dearly. Thank you for being on with me today.
Yes, I listened. The whole sermon was good. You talked about letting your light shine, and then I was laughing as you were talking about the Jerry Curl and the rope.
Yes, sir.
I didn't understand, so I thank you for that. Because a lot of times I listen to things and I don't understand, but I'm glad you made it where I can understand exactly what you were talking about.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
Say hello to your bishop for me and his wife. Love you too, sweetheart.
Okay.
That's my little cousin. I love her so much.
So we have one more line that I'm opening up. It's 9584, caller from 704 area code.
My God, I'm flooded today with my family. Look out! That is my little cousin's sister. Oh, praise God. Oh.
Yes, it was a blessed word. Blessed word.
Yes, thank you, cousin Lisa.
Letting your light shine, and it is the truth. Letting your light shine and having a whole package.
Yeah. We love the Lord. He's just so rich. He's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I thank you, Cousin Lisa, for being aboard. Dr. Scott, she's in Charlotte.
Hi, Dr. Scott. How are
you? Yes. We thank God. This is my Aunt Bert's oldest daughter, and then the other one is Aunt Bert's baby daughter that was on first for 631. Yes. But we're just blessed in the Lord today, and I'm sure our lights are going to shine from this point on. If they were dim at any time, we're going to fix them up so that, as Cousin Tisha said, she enjoyed that activation. Because most of us had a Jerry Curl at one point. But Tisha, Lisa, remember how they used to run around and, wait, you got the activator. I need some activator.
Yes.
I tell you, God just gave that to me to use the story about the activator. We can have Jesus like we did have the curl, but if you didn't have that activator, that curl would toe down. You hear me?
Toe down, that's right.
So if we got a light, but if we don't have Jesus activating that light is just too. You might as well just put that under the seat somewhere because it's not shining anyhow. So you take that joker on the hill, they'll run over it because they won't see it. Bless you. It is nice to be on. And my family, wait till I call my sister Jackie and tell her that my cousins were on because you all missed the service last week, I believe, but you caught the tail today. So that's the way it is, you know, Lisa. I'm not trying to preach again, but that's the way it is that some of us is going to make it just at the end. God is going to allow us to make it at the end. So I'm just grateful. I got my hand clapping, and I tell you, foot stomping, hand clapping, Church of the Living God. Ooh, bless the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, you all have a blessed day.
Yeah, bless y'all. Love y'all.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yes, Lord. We just thank God, Dr. Scott, for his many blessings. I'm telling you, it make you feel good when your family. Now, my sister is always with me, and she said last night, she said, Sissy, did y'all go on Friday night?
I said, yeah, and Dr. Scott didn't call your number. He called somebody else. She said, look, I sat down in the chair and was waiting for the program to come on, and I went to sleep. She said, when I woke up, it was 10 o'clock. I go, girl, we were gone a long time before. She said, and I jumped up, and she said, what time is it? She said, oh, Lord, I don't know whether they had a program or not. She said, God, what happened? She said, I was sitting here asleep. I said, well, to God be the glory. So we thank you, Dr. Scott, for everything. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Till the next time.
Well, thank you. Always an honor. In the spirit of announcements, I have been informed that the program that we have on our business card starting at 10 o'clock every Thursday is going to be revived.
Well, bless God.
And the program's title generically will be The Healing Light.
Oh,
so we have an opportunity to revisit the healing, the prayer, and all that from now until God tells me he wants to change the subject. So that's the subject. Pastor Ben, I cannot keep up with you. Just when I think I've caught the train, I look up and I'm sitting in the caboose watching the train go down the track. But it's... It was a pleasure and honor to be the caboose on your train.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, Lord.
Amen. So we will let the light shine more and more and more.
Yeah.
And Thursday at 10 o'clock. I have to tell you this one, and I'll let us all go, and that is that about, I guess it was about 3 months ago, I have a standing appointment at the hospital. It's a little condition I'm trying to get resolved, and it's on Thursday. And so they said to me, well, we have to give you an appointment at 8:30. And I said, you can't give me an appointment at 8:30 because I have a program that goes at 10 o'clock, and I have to be there to set the program going. Well, of course, in the interim, Pastor Benjamin, who normally did the program, began to work and on that time. And she said, well, I can't really make it. We tried to pre-card him, and that didn't work out. Well, lo and behold, about a month and a half ago, they said to me, well, look here, we're going to need you to start coming in at 8 o'clock. So God created the space in my schedule. And I said, oh, I can't do the program, But I tell you, when God wants you to get going, you definitely will get going. So 10 o'clock every Thursday, a standing program will be available at Blog Talk Radio. Same telephone number you've been calling in will be here. Pastor Benjamin may not be able to. They are most likely won't, because that's during her work schedule. But God will carry on, and we'll carry on.
Amen.
You want to close out the program, so let me let you have a word.
No. Go ahead on, Dr. Scott, with your song. I don't think my cousin Lisa heard that song, and I know if Bishop's still on the line, he enjoyed it too, This Little Light of Mine. But Dr. Scott, let me just say to you this. The lady called me last night talking about how she enjoyed. Two women called me last night telling me how they enjoyed the service on last week, listening to the prophets and what have you. And then she said, but my husband, she said, I put the phone on speaker so that my husband could listen. She said, and when I knew anything, he was patting his foot and singing This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. So I'm telling you, you play that for my cousins this morning so that they will know that somebody want the light to shine. And we'll close out with that. Bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you, too. And I want you to know Bishop has stayed with us the whole program.
All praise
right
God.
Now,
God
me, you, and Bishop So we're praying this, Bishop, for you.
Yes, and my cousins.
So they dropped. They didn't go. Stay with us.
It's a little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Yeah.